Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Back to the HMS Podcast. I'm excited to be joined by 7th grader Kiara Adams. Hi, Kiara.
Hi.
So, Kiara was a student that I was not able to interview last year, even though we tried. You had signed up. We had a lot of kids. So, we're going to catch up on a lot of things. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. So, like I said, Kiara's a 7th grader, but tell us all about yourself outside of Highland Middle School.
So I have 3 brothers. My mom and dad own their own business. Normally when I go home, I feed my fish and then I just do my chores and then chill at home and make sure my brothers do all their chores because they don't like doing their chores. And I have 2 dogs, 2 cats, and 6 fish.
So that's quite a lot. Let's unpack all that. So when you say you go home and you have to do your chores,
yeah,
what are some of the things that you have to do?
I have to do the dishes. I have to clean the living room, make sure my room's all nice and clean, laundry, and then if there's any, like, if the trash is full, then I have to bring that down.
And then keeping track of your brothers is probably a full-time chore also.
Yes.
Because I know your brothers.
Yeah.
No, I'm just teasing. So, what hobbies are you involved in? Do you show animals? Do you play any sports?
I tried out for the volleyball team, but I didn't make it. But I am going to try out for the 2024 volleyball club focus. And then I did show pigs, but then, like, the year that I got to show pigs, COVID hit, so then we couldn't show, and then my parents gave up after that, so.
Can you believe it's been, over 3 years since COVID?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
So what grade would you have been in?
Third
or fourth grade. What was that like? Do you remember what that was like, learning from home?
Yeah, it was crazy, because my mom and dad had work all the time, because they detail planes, so they would be coming in and out, so they didn't really have a work schedule. So they had my aunt come and, like, watch us to make sure we have all our work done, which is pretty easy, because, like, we don't have to switch from class to class to class, and, like, we don't have to wait till the bell rings. So we were done at, like, 10:30, and my mom would be like, what?
And then you were probably fighting with your brothers.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, I can't believe that that's been 3 years ago now. Crazy. So, tell me about your dogs and cats.
My 2 dogs, I have a black lab and a black lab German shepherd pointer mix. Short hair. Yeah. The short-haired pointer is, his name is Cohen. I named him because if I was going to be a boy, then my name would have been Cohen. And my other dog, which is the black lab, he is Ranger, which my dad named him after Ranger Boats because he loves fishing. And Ranger is our oldest. He's 8 years old, and Cohen's only 2. He's just a puppy. My cats, we just got them like a year ago, maybe not even a year ago. One's name is Maverick from Top Gun, And then the other is Beth from Yellowstone, because those are the two things that my parents love. And then my fish, I have one betta fish that I keep in a tank, which his name is Rio. And then I have five fish in a little pond. And I don't have names for them, but my brother named them Goldie, Gold, and then some other names.
Oh, creative. Clever. So you shared about, you said mom and dad detail planes.
Yeah. They clean and detail planes.
Is that something that you would be interested in doing?
I don't know.
You helped them before?
I have. If it's on the weekends and I'm the only one at the house and I'm able to go to work with them, then I usually do, because I love going to work with them, because it's really fun to explore the planes.
Sure.
But sometimes I can't go because there's certain parts that, like, under 18 people can't go on. Gotcha. Unless they're getting on the plane.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So have you thought, I mean, I know you're only in 7th grade. Have you thought much about your future and what you'd like to do?
Yeah, since I'm in careers class, we kind of have to. Mm-hmm. So I either want to be, like, a first grade teacher, or I want to take over my parents' business.
Well, those are, like, two completely different different areas.
Yeah.
And you got time. So do you think going to college is something that you'd like to do when you grow up?
Most likely, yeah. But for my parents' business, if I decide to do that, I don't have to go to college.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about school. You mentioned that you're in careers class right now. That's one of your encore classes. What do you take in the morning? What encore classes in the morning?
I take 5-day band.
What instrument do you play?
I play the bass drum, the mallets, the slapstick, maybe snare sometimes. I don't know.
Will you be able to be in the marching band?
Yes.
Next year, or do you have to wait?
Next year.
Next year? Is that something you want to do?
Yeah.
I love the drum cadence when they walk to and from the stadium at football games. That's like my favorite.
That's what we're learning right now. Like, we have the fight song, and then they do 4 clicks, and then we have a zombie squirrel's cadence.
Awesome.
That we're doing at the parade.
So that's 5 days a week?
Yes.
Do you find that not having a study hall... Do you have to do a lot of work at home?
No.
And not having a study hall doesn't impact that at all?
Yeah, no.
No. So, 7th grade, have there been any surprises this year?
Not really. Just most likely not having homework unless you don't finish it in class. That's most likely it.
You probably don't feel bad about that, do you?
Oh, no. I'm happy. Because in 6th grade, I had homework, like, every single day, and then just waited until study hall, and then mentor.
Now you got some free time.
Yeah.
To do all your chores.
Yeah.
So, do you find that, like, are you a pretty organized person?
Yeah.
Do you think that helps you stay on track and stay caught up with your work?
Yeah, because whenever, like, I have 7 hours a day at school, and then, like, I have to go home and then do all my chores, so, like, if I didn't have that time at home... then I would have to do more work for school, and then, like, I would get off track and be unorganized at home. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, I think that is so crucial for all students, but, like, you got to figure out a way to be organized.
Yeah.
How do you stay organized? Do you use your agenda? Do you take notes? I mean, what's the way that you find is best?
Normally, I, like, take post-it notes, and then I'll, like, hang them on my mirror for, like, the week. And then, after the day passes, I'll rip it off and then throw it away.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great strategy. So how many post-it notes are on your mirror right now? You got a lot?
10. Because I have my whole spirit week next week. I have all my outfits set out and everything. And then I have this week, which I have to take those ones down.
You are a planner, aren't you?
Yeah.
Man, keep those brothers of yours in line.
Mm-hmm.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah.
So think back to, like, a year ago. And you were starting Highland Middle School as a new 6th grader.
Yeah.
Was the start of this year, was it different as a 7th grader versus a 6th grader?
Yeah, whenever I was a 6th grader, I was, like, pretty scared of, like, not being able to open my locker or, like, something like that. And, like, I would leave stuff in there and then, like, I wouldn't be able to get it open. I was afraid of that or, like, not knowing where to go.
And this year, like...
Yeah.
You're an old, it was easy, right?
Yeah.
It was old news. Were you stressed at all to start the school year?
No.
That's good.
Just, I thought it would be, like, more harder, but now that we're getting more into the year, it's getting a little bit harder, but not really.
Have you gone to Highland since kindergarten? Have you gone there your whole life?
Whole life, yeah.
Do you think it's hard for people, like, not just at Highland, but any place, like, moving into a new school?
Yeah, I feel like it's more harder because, like, you have to get used to every single, like, teacher and the principal and other people, like, the kids and stuff. Like, normally, like, if you're new, like, you just feel, like, left out and, like, you're just sitting there just all alone and you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, right?
Yeah.
So, and to our listeners, we're recording this on Friday. And earlier this week, we had an extended mentor schedule.
Yeah.
Right? And who's your mentor this year?
Mr. Downing.
So Mr. Downing is your mentor. So we adjusted our schedule. So we had about an hour and a half with our mentor groups. And we did this activity called Mentorship Minute.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the focus of the Mentorship Minute was on?
Kindness.
Yeah, being kind.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I know you, Kiara, you are kind. What are some ways that you or your friends show kindness at school?
If somebody's like, say we go into the gym or like that lunch and we see someone like sitting in a corner, like up against the wall, like huddled up in a little ball, and like we'll go over there and ask like, what's wrong? Are you okay? Like, what's going on? And like, if they're crying, then we sit down with them and try to like help them cheer up and things like that.
Sometimes I think we make being kind like way too complicated. Like, just be kind to people, right? Just be nice.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Kiara, I apologize that we couldn't do this sooner, but I'm glad that you reached out because this was a lot of fun. Thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!